I just would like to read now some parts of this novel, which just came out, published recently by Farage Strauss, and which will come out in Spanish in January with the same title, like Vecindarios Excéntricos. Water in the middle of the desert. Okay. This novel is a family saga, and it covers 100 years. When I started writing it 3 years ago, I didn't plan to finish it 6 months ago. It just happened. But everybody thinks I did it to celebrate the 100 years of the arrival of the American troops in Puerto Rico. But it was not like that, I swear. It was just a coincidence. So actually the title refers to, eccentric neighborhoods refers to the fact that Puerto Rico is is an eccentric neighborhood. It is kind of off the beaten path. It is strange, it is unique, is exotic, and it has also no center. We're just we're an island which is always coming and going, and we are a people who are in a way sort of living between two worlds. And this is the meaning of the title eccentric is not just that it's strange, but that it really has no center, or that it is off center. That also, in another sense, more positive perhaps, it is a frontier, which is what I really would like to underline, because I think it's very important. I was trying to underline that in the poem I read to you as language current, because I believe it's one of the realities of the modern world that we're living in, that we have to deal with the fact that being a frontier, you don't have to live right in the frontier between Mexico and Puerto Rico, between Mexico and the States, or Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, which would be our northern neighbor. I mean, as long as you live in a place where there are many cultural elements and ethnic elements living together, you are living in a frontier, and you have to deal with the fact of cohabitation and harmonious understanding of all these different minds that are contributing to the richness of the place, sense of place that you have. This novel is a lot about a sense of place, and it is in the title, Eccentric Neighborhoods. It also refers to the fact that the place determines the character of the people. That's what I meant when Puerto Ricans are sort of like always coming and going, and therefore have the search, constant search for meaning of their identity. We're always looking for the meaning of what we are. I always say that Puerto Ricans are like Hamlets. We're always looking around to find out whether we are going to be or we are not going to be this or that. And it is sort of like a way, to be a Puerto Rican is a state of mind, more than just a place. It is a place, and it is also a state of mind. So first I will read to you from the first part of the novel. The novel is divided in two parts, and the first part refers to a family which lives from the sugarcane production, and who own a sugarcane hacienda, sort of repeating the same thing that many of you may have studied in Maldito Amor, which is translated as Sweet Diamond Dust. That same theme is retaken in this novel and expanded and taken over to the next step, which would be the industrialization of the island. So the second part of the novel has to do with the development of industry and to the presence of the United States and the modern world in an island which had been a very feudal, in a way, feudal agricultural society.